hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach, the Green Hornet.
We've been told that the Shadow knows about the evil that lurks in the hearts of men, but what else does he know? Does he know that the show is connected in some way with American imperialism? That is what Judith Jackson Fawcett suggests in our op-ed of the week. Fawcett is a professor of English and American Studies at the University of Southern California.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. The Shadow in question is the hero of the radio series of the same name broadcast in the U.S. from 1937 to 54. But what exactly does the Shadow know? This dramatic serial may easily be viewed retrospectively as nothing more than escapist fantasy that appealed to adventurous young boys. Yet nearly 50 years after its final broadcast, can we ask what were those evils lurking in the hearts of men just before and after World War II? Might they have included the rise of fascism and later communism and anxieties about foreign infiltration of the U.S. domestic front? If so, analysis of the serial may provide valuable insight into the establishment of the U.S. imperium at mid-century. At the nexus of more traditional forms of print media and burgeoning technological advances like radio and film, this popular drama chronicled the adventures of Lamont Cranston and his invisible alter ego, The Shadow. The show helped usher in radio's so-called golden age. Its popular genealogy runs the gambit from dime novels, detective magazines, and radio serials to comic books, comic strips, B-movies, and feature films. Its 17-year broadcast during the tumultuous decades of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s reveals a popular cultural site deeply immersed in global affairs. Set in both the U.S. and sites abroad, the series provided a consistent supply of plots which usually revolved around foreign, alien, and criminal elements. Those elements masterminded sabotage of military installations, passport scandals, drug epidemics, contract killing, infiltration of U.S. borders, and white vigilantism. The Shadow's outward-looking focus, then, provides a vantage onto American public opinion between the U.S. entrance into World War II and the Cold War, and offers modern listeners the chance to hear the anxious sounds of empire half a century later. Airing on Sunday evenings, the radio show concerned the adventures of Lamont Cranston, millionaire with a secret identity as the Shadow, a moralistic crime fighter. During a trip to the Orient, Cranston learned the ancient art of hypnotism, which allows him to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. By cultivating his image as dilettante, Cranston shielded his true identity from all except the lovely Margot Lane, his friend and companion. The serial's dual domestic and international focus stemmed as much from the dynamic nature of global affairs in the period as it did from Lamont's training abroad. Although Eastern religious practices are invested with immense power in this U.S. setting, the storyline of The Shadow imagined Indian hypnotism as a U.S. import. This deployment of Eastern means for Western ends seems even more telling given the dynamic nature of the anti-colonial movement in India in the 1930s and 40s, India being home to Lamont's yogi teacher. In the end, Lamont's inevitable victory over the forces of evil, both foreign and domestic, may have reassured Americans wary of U.S. involvement overseas and of increasing globalization. But the method by which he accomplished those victories, his knowledge of the secret of the Orient, was distinctly foreign. Stability of the American domestic front, then, still depended upon the transgression of those same borders.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.